Many excellent reasons. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Small businesses continue to close. More people see their money running out. Rent payments are late. Mortgage payments are late. Economists say this is a classic case for flooding the zone with money. And yet there is still no agreement on a new COVID-19 relief bill because Democrats want $2.2 trillion and the president's offering $1.8. I realize $1.8 trillion is a lot less than $2.2, but it's still a lot of money. If you laid it end-to-end, it'd be longer than a voting line in Texas. And when Wolf Blitzer, moderate, middle-of-the-road Wolf Blitzer, asked Nancy Pelosi why not take the deal, she called him a Trump apologist.
What makes me amused, if it weren't so sad, is how you all think that you know more about the suffering of the American people than those of us who are elected by them to represent them at that table.
She listed many excellent reasons to hold out, like not enough money for childcare or workplace safety or the airlines. And maybe she's gambling that as the polls tip more toward Biden, she can get a better deal. But for 31 million people, most of their federal money stopped at the end of July. And people who are forced to move to a cheaper apartment or who are lining up at a food bank for the first time in their lives are probably not in the mood to hear the many excellent reasons why they have no money. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.